From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Normally, we turn to Alan Chews for his reviews of the latest novels and short stories. Today, Alan's taking a break from fiction to explore nonfiction. And here's what he's been reading.
The first thing I did was pick up a new book of essays called An Inside Passage from writer Kurt Caswell. Caswell's a big walker, and he describes walking as a form of traveling. Nice. He turns his passionately keen eye on an injured fawn and writes about swimming naked in the wilderness, going home to his native Alaska, and hiking in the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. Also nice. He's not so good on the vagaries of love and marriage, the subject of a few essays he probably should have dropped from this book. On that subject, I declare the new champion to be writer Jane Vandenberg, whose memoir, A Pocket History of Sex in the 20th Century, has just appeared. It's a painful tale of growing up in a dangerously wacky 1950s Southern California household. A childhood grim as Dickens, Vandenberg writes of her life. Odd to have lived it in such a naturally beautiful place, those few blocks from the ocean. After reading Vandenberg, I picked up three beautifully reproduced sketchbooks by Art Spiegelman, one from 1979, another from the 80s, and another from 2007. A publisher has just bound these together under the title Bee a Nose. Bees, some carrion birds, Spiegelman's signature mice, nightmare people in various stages of mental and physical disarray. Somehow, because of Spiegelman's comic genius, these fractured images delight the eye. Without these wonderful sketches, messy reality might seem a whole lot messier.
Our reviewer is Alan Chews. The books he reviewed are three sketchbooks by Art Spiegelman, A Pocket History of Sex in the 20th Century by Jane Vandenberg, and An Inside Passage by Kurt Caswell.